Jesus tells us, be watchful, be alert. We don't have to tell that to the young believers who are among us this morning, for they are watching the sky for reindeer. So for what do we await? What joyful expectation excites us, inspires us, indeed motivates us? The word Advent means beginning, or to be at the beginning of something. So in our church sense of Advent, what is beginning? What is it that is so important that the church takes 4 weeks in order to build expectation? One answer as to what is beginning is a new year, a new liturgical year. The old liturgical year closed last Sunday with the glorious feast of Christ the King. Now for believers, for people of faith, a new year dawns, an exciting time of grace, a spiritual renewal, a time to grow in our awareness of God's love, presence, and power in our lives. This new year, says Isaiah, is a time of waiting for the Lord to come down from the heavens, waiting for the Lord who wrought awesome deeds unheard of, never ever hoped for, waiting for the long-promised Messiah, a God no eye has ever seen, no ear ever heard, but who does great things for those who wait for him, who does great things for us, who are the work of his hands. Paul tells us as well through the Corinthians that we are in a time of waiting, waiting for the total revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ as the grace of God is bestowed upon us, uniting us to Christ, enriching us in every way through a special fellowship with God's Son, Jesus Christ. God has revealed himself to us throughout history, but his fullest revelation is found in the awesome power and love of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In today's gospel, Jesus tells a parable about waiting, waiting for his final coming in glory, when the Lord of the house shall return as judge. On that final day, God's Messiah, Jesus Christ, will come and bring God's plan for all people to complete fulfillment, eternal salvation or eternal punishment. To be on the watch and to eagerly prepare for the Messiah's coming, one must guard against drifting off into spiritual slumber as did the chosen people. In that sleepy state, dreams of power, wealth, and security seem more real to the Jews than the hope of a new world made in God's good time and in God's way. Thus, they were distracted when Jesus finally came and found them spiritually asleep. So as we begin this new liturgical year, this time of grace, we are to be waiting and watchful, not just for Christ's coming at Christmas, but to be aware that one day Christ will indeed come again in glory. Life gets hectic. We become very busy very easily. And sometimes we can get so caught up in the here and now that we forget the perfect happiness and peace that awaits those who accept the gift of eternal salvation, a gift made possible by the birth, suffering, death, and resurrection of God's only begotten Son, born in Bethlehem of Judea some 2,000 plus years ago. My sisters and brothers, may Advent's call to be alert and watchful for our Savior's birth and his return in glory at the end of time motivate and inspire us, as Isaiah suggests, to do right and to be mindful of God in all our lives. May this season of Advent be a time when we give glory to God and keep a watchful eye toward our own eternal salvation. May this new liturgical year bring us an abundance of God's blessings and his graces. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.